It's Ant-Man here, and it's time for Ant-Man's RBM 4x4 show. And I love my system. I love this system. It just works one week and not the next. But anyway, if it goes a bit astray in a minute, it's because things have been a bit funny here on this in the studio. But today on the show, we're going to be talking about travelling in the high country. So, you know, backyard stuff. And my guest this week was unable to make it at the last minute, so you've got to put up with me being solo again. But hey, you know, that's what happens when it's this close to Christmas and everything's going nuts for people and it's all the usual stuff. So hopefully this system's going to work for me. I'm going to go to our show sponsor and then Steppenwolf, and I'll be back after that to have a chat.
ARB 4x4 Accessories is a proud sponsor of Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show and a station sponsor. Whether it be frontal protection, a drawer system to increase storage, or a recovery kit to ensure you don't get stuck in the bush without a way out, head to ARB today to ensure you're ready for whatever our harsh Aussie terrain will throw your way. Visit arb.com.au to explore the products that are right for you or find your closest ARB store or stockist.
The Air News is sponsored by Seacom Australia.
Are you in need of a generator for prime power or backup?
And what did I say? As soon as I did one thing, it just started to do something else. It's always a joy, isn't it? I just love working on these systems and everything happens. But I think I might have got it just in time, and we'll do a bit of Steppenwolf now and see what happens. And we're there. And this is Ant-Man, and it's Ant-Man's RB and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM, local, live and loving it. It is 12 minutes past 2, and it's a pretty gorgeous day out there. I mean, it's been cloudy and it's quite warm and all the rest of it. But I don't know whether I've jinxed things, and I certainly hope I haven't. But, you know, last week I talked about rain. The week before I talked about summer and fire and heat. And my heart really goes out to everyone in New South Wales copping such major floods and the damage that that's occurred. And even worse is what's happening up in Queensland and along the southeast Queensland sort of coastline and inland from the coast with some of the most savage fires I think I've ever heard about up in that area. As, you know, somebody that travels a lot, my heart goes out to areas that rely on tourism when they get hit, and to be hit like this just before Christmas when so many people will be heading around the coastline. And normally, you know, they'd have sort of cyclones and other bits and pieces, but nothing as devastating as what's occurring right now. And it's sort of leads you to the question of, is climate change real? You know, I'm not a professor or a scientist or whatever. I mean, I'm only just Joe Blog that travels a bit and just notices how the weather's changing and how it seems to be a bit hotter and drier. And, you know, we've got fires happening in the northern hemisphere and fires happening in the southern hemisphere. And, you know, the devastation in California there, you know, it was so amazingly bad. And, of course, now we've copped it. So my heart also goes out to all our volunteer firefighters that have been going up from Melbourne and from New South Wales to help with the fires up there. I mean, it might not sound a lot if we're only sending 100 from here and 100 from there, but those 100 people will take the pressure off 100 people that are up there fighting, you know, 24/7. So it's really not a good thing to have happen. And I mean, it just brings home the need to, you know, look after our own fire plans and bits and pieces down here. And I know you've heard me waffle on about that over the last few weeks, but, you know, it really is important to get it under control. So we're praying for rain to hit Queensland, bit of warm, dry stuff to hit New South Wales, and, you know, we get what we get here in Melbourne. So my sort of my theme is spring and storms for this week as we lead up. And I mean, I've only got two more weeks of the show before I have a break for Christmas and New Year, and so yeah, I'm hoping that we don't get too many storms after what I've said, but, you know, and what I play today. But maybe it's good if we can bring some storms and rain up to Queensland. I think I'd be very happy boy to be able to say, yep, I've had a go at that, or we've done something with that, and then we go from there. So that's where we're sort of heading with weather, I'm afraid. I mean, do you believe in climate change? Do you believe what the scientists are telling us? Do you believe that they reckon the ozone layer has actually reduced its size from the big opening that they were talking about from years ago? Do all these fires add to it? Will the fires create enough smoke and carbon in the air to sort of add to whatever might be happening there? I don't know. Lots of things to ponder, and there's obviously greater minds than mine that think about it and know about it. I just know when I travel, I want to be able to travel, as you know, and appreciate the country we've got. But I was listening to an interview this afternoon on the way up here, and they were talking about how climate change is affecting our earth and here in Australia, and how our crops are going to change and will need to change to deal with the fact that it'll be drier. You need crops that don't need as much water. It's going to make a very interesting times over the next maybe 10 to 15, 20 years and into the future, because, you know, we've only got one planet, and regardless of how you look at it, we've got to look after it, and we want to be able to travel around it. But where we also need to consider too is, like I said, a lot of these towns that are being damaged at the moment, and just jumping back a step or two, they will need tourists going through them at some point. You know, we know from the Black Saturday fires that when the tourists started coming back, once the towns were able to handle them a bit better, it made such a difference to the people and their lives and their livelihoods and all the rest of it. So if you are a person that believes in praying, well, please pray for our folks up in Queensland, because they need all the help we can get. and you know, hopefully we won't lose any lives out of it all. All right, so I'm going to head into Riders on the Storm by The Doors. Like I said, the theme over the show today will be spring and storms and things like that. And then when I come back, we're going to have a bit of a chat about travelling in the high country. You know, it's right on our doorstep here in the valley, and a lot of fun, so we will do it. So here we go, a bit of Riders on the Storm from The Doors.
Thank you. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
To Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Have you had your weekly dose of hardcore music? Well, tune in to Wicked Radio on Saturday nights, 8 till late, playing the best in alternative, rock, metal, goth and punk. Plenty of interesting information on bands new and old, with music spanning over six decades. Wicked Radio, Saturday nights, 8 till late.
And we're back at 2:25 here on Yarra Valley FM. It's Ant-Man and Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show. And you can tell I was just a wee bit distracted there. One, I like Riders on the Storm, so I was sitting back and just chilling. And two, I was looking at our community service announcements. And if this doesn't tell you that Christmas is coming sooner rather than later, we're in all sorts of dramas. So I might as well read one while I'm here. Community service announcement, Mount Evelyn, carols by candlelight. Now you know what I'm talking about. Friday, November 30 at Birmingham Primary School from 7 p.m. following their 40 years anniversary. You can come by from 5 p.m. to look at displays and photos of the school's past 40 years. Food will be available on the night, with choices of Italian pizza, Asian dim sims and spring rolls to the Aussie barbecue. There will also be raffles, face painting, games and more. So there you go. That's the start of the Christmas carols, folks. They're going nuts. And, yeah, there's going to be plenty more to read out if I've got time and we go from there. All right, travelling the high country. Well, where's your favourite place? This is my all-time question. Where's your favourite place when you go up into the high country? And I don't know. I love going up into the Wanagatta Valley. Now, it's a beautiful spot. It's got an amazing history. There's deaths and murders and all sorts of stuff that occurred in the Wanagatta Valley. I like it for several reasons. Is one, it's great for camping. Two, they've done a lot of restoration work around the place. My worry always was camping up there, which we've done quite a lot. In certain times of the year, the grass is really quite long and a bit of a fire danger. There's some easy ways in, coming from sort of the west, and then there's some really steep stuff coming in from the east, and I can get more sort of specific track names and things if you really want me to. But there's a few river crossings leading into Wanagatta, and you know, there's quite a few travelling as you travel through the valley. And it's got a really an amazing pass. I mean, the grass gets really long. They used to have cattle in there. Obviously, they've stopped the cattle from going in because it's a national park, part of the Alpine National Park, if I got my facts correct. But it's a beautiful spot on the river. And, you know, there's lots of tracks. You can go walking, exploring. Obviously, used to be cattle in there. There's an old hut that was used. And I believe they've done it up a bit. And I'm not sure about all the details of that yet. And I've been trying to get a hold of the CEO, Mr. Wayne Heavey of 4 Wheel Drive Victoria, to come in and talk about it, but he's been a rather busy man. But the thing I like about Wanagatta, one, I've had lots of great experiences up there from, you know, 4 Wheel Driving, doing creek crossings where I've had to walk through and we've had to sort of set up winches and double line pulls to pull cars through. Because you know, in the snow melt in the spring after winter, you know, you can get quite high rivers and coming through there, creeks. There's some really steep country going in and out, especially on that eastern side. There's really quite steep, so you need a you know, pretty well set up truck to sort of get in and out properly. A lot of hunters use the area for deer, that sort of thing, but I just like it because you know we've been up there. It's this massive wide valley, grassed. Yes, there's the Widowmaker up there, which is a fairly steep hill that unfortunately some people decided to have a crack at driving it. Didn't quite make it up to the top and thought they could turn around somehow and managed to roll to the bottom and lose their life in the process, which is rather sad. But, you know, it's this lovely, big, long, long valley. And I think the first time I went in there, I was in a 40 series wagon, Toyota wagon thing, and it was about 35 degrees. And it's just this beautiful. We went in on the old Wanagatta track, which was all rock and really slow driving. I mean, they've since rerouted it and made it a lot easier. But we went in on the old Zika spur track, and it was rock and bouncing and steep. And, you know, unfortunately, we've come across quite a few cars that have rolled and broken and what have you over the years. But you drive in and you drop down onto this big, long, long valley, and you just cruise along. And it's just gorgeous. It really is just gorgeous. It's just one of the standout spots for me. I just love being up in that area. And we were camped up there one New Year's, and it was quiet. There was no people. And I always remember, you know, we had this massive thunderstorm roll through, and you could just see the lightning all the way around the tops of the mountains. You had the rain, you had the dark clouds, and, you know, it was just everything you would expect in the high country, you know, 30 degrees or plus that day, beautiful enough to be sitting there with the storms going off around you in shorts and a singlet, and just stunning, stunning stuff. And that's, you know, that's one of my favourite places, the Wanagatta Valley. And I've had, I've been privileged enough to go in there and out of there probably, I don't know, 20-odd times, maybe more. We've carted camper trailers into there. We've taken film crews in there and out. And there's just so much to be said for such a beautiful piece of the high country. And that's just one bit. That's just one of my fave bits. But, you know, it's certainly there. And I love the river crossings and the fact that there's so many of them. And, you know, but we've got to look after it all, of course, to keep it that way for a long time. But, you know, I'd be interested to hear if you've got a favourite place on the Wanagatta Valley like me, or whether there's another place in the high country that you've been to. You can get a hold of me by going to Antman's RV and 4x4 Facebook page, and you can put a song request on there if you want to. You can also leave your favourite high country destination. And if you want to, you can always give the station a ring, 5961 5991, while I'm playing music, not while I'm talking. And that's a pretty good thing as well. So, you know, we'll come back and I'll talk about a few other places in the high country that I've had some fun in. But Wanagatta Valley, it's special, it's beautiful, it's amazing, it's got history, the murders and, all, you know, where they found the bodies and all this sort of stuff. There's just so much just in that one little space. So if you're going up into the high country this Christmas, this break, maybe that's one place to go and have a look. All right. Now, I'll come back with some more high country locations soon, because there's a few pubs that I've visited in the high country, which I've had some fun at as well. We might talk about a couple of them. And as that, now, storms. Spring. It might as well be spring from Lady Fort, and then another Billy Holiday track, Stormy Weather. I've grown to like Billy Holiday. I know she's been around, obviously, was around for a long time, but I've just come to enjoy some of her music. So let's do it. Lady Fort, it might as well be spring, and Billy Holiday, Stormy Weather. And this is Ant-Man, Ant-Man's RVM 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM, local, live and loving it.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when I know it isn't spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay
sun up in the sky, stormy weather, since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather, just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on, everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time, keeps raining all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on, everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time.
Listen in to Mashup Monday for a variety of great music, great banter on everyday topics, weekly famous birthdays and mouldy oldies from the vaults.
Hold on, Jen. Are you sure this is our show?
Well, that's how we roll, isn't it?
Mashup Monday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, every Monday with Michelle and Jen on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Local, live and loving it. Just another man.
Oh, and I hope you're enjoying the Manic Monday shows, Mashup Monday, which I used to be a part of with the girls. And I think they're doing a pretty good job. I listen in whenever I can, and if they're out there, they know what I'm about. And if I can get in and see them, I do. But it's just interesting. I was talking about Dargo before as part of the, you know, Alpine National Park and what they've done. There is a Friends of Wattangatta Valley where you can be a volunteer and membership and join up if you want to. A little bit more on it. Europeans first went in there in about the 1850s, obviously, in search of gold. The townships of Grant, Talbotville were all sort of settled around the same sort of time. So it does have that rich history, and I notice there's a few interesting images of the place too, which I hadn't seen before. But there is a book out, actually, on the murders. And it's really quite a good read. So if you're into the Wanangatta Valley like I am. So we talked about there are three main access routes. The easiest track is coming in from the northern approach through Myrtleville. Gosh, it's not even 3 o'clock yet and I'm stuttering. Myrtleford. The other one is to come in via Dargo and the High Plains Road, and then the other one is coming in from Lacola. I was going to talk about the Dargo High Plains Road and Dargo Road, actually. It was my next little high country space to talk about. Because friends of ours used to own the Dargo pub, which is a great place for accommodation, not just anything else, and they used to do lots of meals there. But Dargo is one of those interesting little towns. I haven't been there for a little while, and I'm just trying to see if I can find out a little bit more about some of the information. But there was a fantastic little museum just out of town. There's lots of things to do, and I'll get to that. But some of the best four-wheel driving is all around that place. I mean, around Dargo. So you come out, you got the river, you've got full driving, you've got all sorts of places to go in and around the area. And it's definitely worth a visit. The Dargo Hotel's been there for a long time, and I'll just see if I can work out how long that is for you as we go. Established in 1898. So it's been around for a long time, and we've stayed there. You know, quite often over the years, we've had friends from Tassie come over, and we've taken them on trips through the high country, and it's been quite a great place to stay over the years. We were out there filming one time, and when we were filming, we're in, I don't know, typical Melbourne. 30 degrees, 35 degrees, then the next day it was snowing, and we had a film crew up there, and you know, we'd been doing all these river crossings on one day, and then the next day we were going and playing in the snow and having snow fights. So but there's that whole Dargo High Plains Road. I mean, there's huts along there, and I guess anyone that's been up into the high country will know that there's lots of huts around. There's Craig's Hut, which was built a while back, then burnt down, then rebuilt, then burnt down, then rebuilt. It's one of the easiest sort of huts to get to, and one of the more common ones from the movie Man from Snowy River. So there is plenty to see up there, and there's just these beautiful vistas. And I mean, again, on the right day, if it's sunny, you've got your blue skies, you've got your dark blue, almost black mountains in shadow in the distance, and there's just sort of so many, I guess, variations in colour and the way it looks. You know, taking photos is pretty amazing up there, because it really can test you. But, you know, you've got snow gums up there, which are sort of stunted and right at the very tops of the plains. And that's what makes, I think, the high country so special, is the fact that you can go, you know, down in the valleys, you have massive big trees and creeks and steep climbs and Billy Goat Bluff, which is not that far out of Dargo, really, when it's all said and done, is this ridgeback of rock that you drive up, and it's quite steep and in places and rocky, but you get up the top and you have the most amazing panoramic views, and it's just stunning in its drive. And you know, it's generally only one car width wide, and so you know, if you get a few cars, you sort of got to go up there in a group. But again, it's just, there's so much to do, and having a well set up vehicle, which we'll talk about vehicle setups probably after the 3 o'clock news. But if you can get up to the High Plains Road, the Dargo High Plains Road, it does, you know, you can access it from Lacola, and even the drive from Lacola now is just so beautiful as you run up through the mountains. There are quite a few sort of logging trucks and other things moving around up there, but a lot of it's all bitumen now, so it's just really quite pretty and easy to drive. So out of Lacola, where you can get supplies and passes and bits and pieces that you need, top up fuel, all that sort of stuff, and you can head up then towards the Dargo High Plains Road. You can head across anywhere. There's so many tracks. And one of the best pieces of advice I think I could offer anyone going into the high country is get an updated map, because there's plenty of places where you can get stuck, and stuck big time. And so it is definitely a beautiful location to go play in, but be aware you need to be prepared for some of the things that can go wrong up there. But then that's just talking about four-wheel driving in general, you know. It's all what it is. You don't care, you've got to take care, you've got to go up the right season, you've got to have enough gear with you to be able to see and do and experience. And if you do get a breakdown, well, you've got to be able to deal with that as well. So, you know, they're all the bits and pieces that you've got to deal with when you go travelling in the high country. Four seasons in one day. And I've actually got Vivaldi coming up at some point. I might put it on before the news or after the news. The Four Seasons, Spring Allegro. And because that's what Melbourne tends to have, four seasons in one day, most days. Like it was raining this morning, and it's cloudy and windy and sunny and blue sky and cloud. And that's what you get used to out here in Melbourne. Alrighty, so we're going to change it up a little bit. Tony Pass, Spring Fever, Ted Nugent, Storm Troopin', just in case you were thinking you were falling asleep because of some of this music I've been playing. It's interesting because one of the things I've noticed when I've been playing the music today is that a lot of songs about spring tend to be a little bit more dreamy, a little bit slower, a little bit more trancey, and so yes, I'm pushing around as much as I can to find songs that are interesting and different as per normal. Anyway, it is almost 2:50 p.m., 10 to 3, here on Yarra Valley FM, local love and loving it. This is Ant-Man and Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show, experiencing the Victorian high country. Here's Tony Pass, Spring Fever, Ted Nugent, Storm Troopin'.
All right, Robin singing in my backyard in the treetop. Hey Simone, have you heard what's hot right now?
What's that, Dave?
The Frankie Van Show.
What, right here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1?
Yep, right here, each and every Friday. Frankie Van's Friday Drive.
Upbeat, lively music for your Friday afternoon with Frankie Van.
Friday Drive from 5 till 7 on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And that's it. Yarra Valley FM 99.1. We're local, we're live, we're loving it, and we're becoming your voice. Okay, so it's Ant-Man here, and it's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show. We're rolling up to the 3 o'clock news. So before that bit of music, I hope you're enjoying the variants of music. We talked a bit about Craig's Hut. I mean, it's one of the most popular places for people to visit. It sort of does require good ground clearance to get there. You know, I had a friend of mine decided to go up in their car and couldn't quite get there because it was pretty rocky and slippery and wet and what have you. But it's possibly one of the most photographed huts in the high country. I mean, I think bar none, you know, really, people just love going up to it. You know, you can horse ride to it, you can ride your bikes to it, you can hike, you can go with tour operators, there's people go up there with helicopters and, you know, all that sort of stuff. We went up there last winter and it was really amazing because it was beautiful and clear down on the ground. But then we got up there and it was fog, and I've never seen, like, you're walking around and out of the fog you'd find the fence line, you'd find the hut, and it was just surreal. And I think that's one of the things that I just love about the high country is it's just so changeable. The weather is so changeable all the time. And, you know, it with the fires over the years and destroying the hut and rebuilt, and, you know, it's I guess that hut represents what the high country is all about, and a man from Snowy River and all that sort of stuff. And I happen to have friends that worked on that as part of the horse handling team and that sort of stuff, and teaching people to ride and all the rest of it. So it's worth watching the movie again. We watched it not that long ago and I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. So yeah, it was quite good. But anyway, I've waffled on enough. I've got a bit of electric light orchestra above the clouds as we run up to the 3 o'clock news. This is Ant-Man and Ant-Man's RVM 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM, local, live and loving it.
ARB 4x4 Accessories is a proud sponsor of Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show and a station sponsor. Whether it be frontal protection, a draw system to increase storage, or a recovery kit to ensure you don't get stuck in the bush without a way out, head to ARB today to ensure you're ready for whatever our harsh Aussie terrain will throw your way. Visit arb.com.au to explore the products that are right for you, or find your closest ARB store or stockist.
Thank you.
News is sponsored by Seacom Australia.
Are you in need of a generator for prime power or backup power for your home or business? Seacom Australia can help. Seacom Australia is currently supplying power to the following organisations: Telstra, Optus, Vodafone, Victoria Police, Ambulance Victoria, the SES, the CFA, the Department of Environment, Lands, Water and Planning, Melbourne Water and Yarra Valley Water, Emergency Paging Networks, all TV stations at Mount Victoria in Warburton, and of course Yarra Valley FM. All of these organisations rely on Seacom Australia for generator power for their communications. Seacom Australia can provide generators from 5 kVA to 250 kVA. Call us now on 5962 4546 to discuss your generator requirements. Station sponsor of Air News.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Sarah Patterson, there's no relief in sight for drought-stricken farmers over the coming months. The Bureau of Meteorology has released its summer outlook. It shows there is an 80% chance that most of the country will be hotter than average. Head of long-range forecasts, Dr. Andrew Watkins, says drought-affected areas may have to wait until autumn for any hope of relief.
Looking like we'll get a little bit closer to average rainfall over the summer. But the reality is we need several months of above average rainfall to get us out of the current drought. And also those warm temperatures as well won't be helping. Evaporation rates will unfortunately stay high over the summer.
A 24-year legal battle has finally ended with the Nanda people, recognised as the native title holders of more than 17,000 square kilometres of land and water in Western Australia's Midwest region. A 55-year-old woman is missing in Western Australia's Pilbara region after she walked away from a bogged car. A land search is underway for Hazel Stafford, who is believed to be without food, water or communication equipment. Police believe Miss Stafford was a passenger in a vehicle that became stranded in the early hours of yesterday morning. Well, a landmark survey of emergency services workers has revealed more than half have experienced a traumatic event that has deeply affected them. The Beyond Blue poll also found workplace practices and culture can be equally as debilitating as exposure to trauma. Chairperson and former PM Julia Gillard has told Macquarie Radio agencies need to take action to support workers, including police officers and SES volunteers.
And we do also want to look after the mental health of retired officers. This survey is telling us that your likelihood of experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder grows the longer you're in the service, which kind of makes intuitive sense. You'll see more, do more the longer you're there.
And US senators have voted to advance a resolution to end American military support for the Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen. The Trump administration has been criticised by many US lawmakers for its response to the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Our Washington correspondent Giles Gibson has more.
The vote followed a behind-closed-doors briefing by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Secretary James Mattis, with lawmakers expressing their anger that CIA Director Gina Haspel, who's listened to a recording of Khashoggi's final moments, did not attend. After the briefing, Secretary Mattis told reporters on Capitol Hill that there's no smoking gun linking Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to the murder. That's despite a recent CIA assessment finding that the Crown Prince is to blame for Khashoggi's death. After passing this procedural step, the resolution to end America's support for the Saudi-led coalition could eventually go to a full vote in the US Senate. Giles Gibson, Washington.
This is Air News. New South Wales coach Darryl Gibson will rest big guns Curtly Beale and Bernard Foley during the 2019 Super Rugby season in a move he hopes will aid both his Waratahs and the beleaguered Wallabies, in addition to feeling his players were fatigued during this year's Super Rugby finals series. Gibson accepts Beale and Foley may have been jaded in the latter stages of Australia's dismal test season after gruelling workloads for state and country. While in NRL news, Gareth Widdop has set the record straight, denying he has asked St George Illawarra for an immediate release. Widdop says he will be at the Dragons until at least the end of 2019.
I just want to put it to bed that I have not asked for a release for 2019. It's just all speculation. And I suppose to the members and the fans and all the little kids out there, I understand my importance to this team and my position being the captain and the leader of a club. I just wanted to put that to bed. You know, I will be here for 2019. I think it's no secret. I do have aspirations of going over to the UK and playing. It's something that I've always sort of wanted to do. And I've got a good relationship with the club. And, you know, when the time's right, we'll work together, both parties. And like I said, when the time's right, you know, to head over, I will do.
Australian Independent Radio News.
Hillsville Garden Supplies sponsors the weather. Hillsville Garden Supplies is now stocking some new exciting products, including Formboss Steel Garden Edging, Certified Organic Seed Greens Potting Mix and Compost, Pet Friendly Rodent Bait and Certified Organic Pet Friendly Snail and Slug Bait. Come in store to speak with one of our qualified horticulturalists for any of your gardening needs, to purchase a beautiful flower arrangement from our qualified florist, or to have your spa or pool water tested for the coming warm weather. Don't forget, we also stock water tanks. Open and delivering 7 days a week. 82 Marinda Highway, Hillsville. 59625054. Station sponsor.
And it's 7 minutes past three. This is Yarra Valley FM, local, live and loving it. And the weather. Well, our weather temperatures dropped 0.3 of a degrees in the last hour to 22.5. We were aiming for 21 and we've done well with that. Tomorrow, Friday the 30th of November, minimum 7 to a maximum of 23 with early fog. Saturday the 1st of December, Christmas tree day for many people, minimum 6 to a maximum of 30 and mostly sunny. And then Sunday we drop back to a minimum 11 to 21 as a maximum with showers easing. Monday the 3rd of December, minimum 8 to a maximum of 18 with a shower or two clearing. And not much in it, like we're talking, you know, up to 1 mil. Tuesday the 4th of December, minimum 5 to a maximum of 19. Wednesday the 5th of December, minimum 6 to a maximum of 23, and it's partly cloudy. So that's the weather for the week. In joining our discussion on storms and spring and showers and whatever, I thought I'd put a bit of Vivaldi on for the four seasons of spring, just to keep the vibe of the show going. And that'll be a bit of classical music there before we start getting into some more serious sort of music for the rest of the show. So here it is, Vivaldi, the Four Seasons Spring Allegro.
Thank you.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1 is conducting free radio presenter courses for anyone interested in becoming a radio presenter or panel operator. However, if presenting is not for you, we're also looking for volunteers to get involved behind the scenes in the areas of office assistance, recording of community service announcements, fundraising and sponsorship, as well as setup and attendance at our outside broadcasts. If you are interested in becoming a part of the Yarra Valley FM 99.1 team, please email info@yarravalleyfm.com for more information.
We often hear all about the doom and gloom when it comes to drug problems. The fact is, though, more people than ever are now in treatment. There are many positive stories out there, real people who have overcome terrible problems. If your family is affected by drug or alcohol problems, check out an inspiring website. Just go to positivestories.org.au. That's positivestories.org.au.
Station sponsor Warburton Curry Club is an authentic, fully licensed Indian restaurant. They offer dine-in, pick-up, takeaway, delivery and catering within the local area. They are open for dinner from Tuesdays to Sundays, 4pm till 9pm, and for lunch on Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays from 12 till 2:30pm. Find Warburton Curry Club at 3463 Warburton Highway, Warburton. Call 5966 9182 to make reservations and to place orders, or for your convenience, visit www.warburtoncurryclub.com.au to order and make reservations online. Station sponsor.
All right, so Ant-Man here, Ant-Man's RVM 4x4 show, and if you want to get a hold of me, you can contact the station at info@yarravalleyfm.com. Now, we've only got a couple of shows left to the end of this year, and next year I'm looking to hit the airwaves about mid-January and start bringing through some shows and interviews with people you might know or might think would be a good fit for the show, talking about all things tourism and that sort of stuff. So if you have any ideas out there in listener land that you think I can do besides leave and not come back, which would be horrible, then let the station know or let me know. You can get in touch with me on my Facebook page, Ant-Man's RVM 4x4 page, or contact the station, and we'll see if we can't get some really interesting people on. I've got, for the last show, I'm hoping to have Jeff and Lisa Portman come on, and for many of you, you probably wouldn't know the name, but they're iconic names in the four-wheel drive touring and remote touring specialists, and I've got to admit, I cut my teeth travelling through desert country with them back in 1995, I think it was, might have been 96, early 96, but and they were amazing. In back in the day, they would use maps, compass, you know, GPS points, rather than the way we have moving map these days, paper maps. Jess being a forester in the area, Lisa's ridden horses across the mountains and done all sorts of weird and wonderful things. So all things being equal, they're going to be my two guests on the last show of the year. And Jeff, if you're listening, we should still have the 13th locked in. But yeah, it's I'm looking to create some really different, interesting stuff. And if you've got any suggestions out there, would love to hear them. Absolutely love to hear them. And of course, you can always ring the studio while I'm on air. But it's better to wait until I'm playing some music. But 5961 5991. Yeah, so 5961 5991. All right. So we're talking about high country huts. Now, there's some fantastic, fantastic maps that will be able to take you to a lot of the high country huts. And a lot of them, like these were built by the pioneers as places to shelter. They were sort of, you'd get from one hut to another, moving cattle around the place if you got into trouble and the weather turned foul. You had somewhere to go to get out of the weather. Unfortunately, we do get a lot of vandals up in the high country, like other places around the place, where they do a lot of damage to a resource that could save somebody's life. And it wouldn't be the first time that someone's found themselves in one of the huts, getting a fire going, sleeping, you know, rough but alive. And sometimes that's all it takes. When the weather turns nasty up there, it turns nasty. And so, you know, I've been looking at the High Country, Victorian High Country Huts Association website. They're a not-for-profit.org.au. thing to go and look at, and they've got a lot of information about what huts have been restored, when they were restored, that sort of stuff, bits about who helped restore them. There's a bit of heritage information, and then that they have a listing of huts from basically A to Z. And there are lots of them up there. I mean, they're dotted all over the place. Some of them you can get to easy, like Craig's Hut, but you've got Fry's Hut, you've got Bluff Hut, you've got Mountain Number 3 Hut, Upper Jamison. There's just so many of them up there. Guy's probably one of the more popular ones as well. You know, it's out on Davies Plains. And, yeah, they're just all over the place. But, look, the huts... it's a great tour. If, you know, spend a week or so touring around the high country, just going from hut to hut to hut and enjoying the fantastic four-wheel driving. But to do that, you do need to have a pretty well set up rig. You need good ground clearance. It is advisable to have a snorkel, although it's not a requirement, as long as, you know, some of the rivers can actually flow quite hard and heavy. And the rule of thumb is if you can't walk through the water, don't drive through it, you know, especially if you haven't got a snorkel. But, you know, you can get car bras, which go on the front of the car that will allow you to do that, get through them all right. It pays to be able to lower your tyre pressures and have a compressor on board to pump them back up. So there are lots of different things that you need to have. Some suspension, a bit of articulation, good tyres. You know, road tyres will cut it a little bit, but if you really are serious about going up into the high country and enjoying some of the steeper tracks and some of the more challenging tracks up there, you know, good all-terrain tyres are a must. Diflox will help. But again, it's not a requirement. You don't necessarily... If you stick to the main roads... Four-wheel drive, you know, Diflox, sorry, not some, you need four-wheel drive, that'll help. But Diflox will make a difference if you go down into some of the steeper valleys. And, you know, we've got in and out of Wanangatta Valley coming in, like I said earlier, through Myrtleford. And, yes, four-wheel drive, yes, a bit of clearance, but they rerouted the road. It's a lot easier, but it's still steep. Don't get me wrong. When I say it's easy, you're still... will need low range at some point, so you don't want to disappear in there in your Commodore and not enjoy anything or not enjoy what's going on. So we might chat a little bit more about car prep for the high country and going out and enjoying it. So, but in the meantime, some music. John Fogarty, Change in the Weather, and Brian Cadd, Fair Weather Friend, because I'm sure we've all had a fair weather friend. Or two, or three, or a dozen. Stick around when it's all good, and when the storms hit, they disappear. But let's hope you don't have too many of those people in your life. This is Ant-Man and Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1 Local Live and loving it. John Fogarty, Change in the Weather.
Change it. frustration, take everything in sight. Won't be no blessing if we make it through the night. Down on your knees, go ahead and pray. Every demon has to have his day. Changing the weather, changing the weather. Something's happening here.
Yeah. friends again. No fair with friends again.
Struggling to find something decent to listen to on the radio on Thursday nights, and sick of channel surfing, sick of talkback, sick of ads, well, tune into Cruising Country every Thursday night between 9 and 11, where you'll hear all the best country music around today, from all the artists of today to the ones of yesterday. Tune into Cruising Country between 9 and 11, only here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Valley FM local news.
It's David Oaten with Yarra Valley FM 99.1 local news. Moorabbuck police had not even sipped their morning coffee when they stopped a drink driver who was more than four times the legal blood alcohol limit. Victoria Police Media Officer Luke Zammit said the 36-year-old man returned a blood alcohol level of 0.226 after officers pulled him over on David Drive about 9 a.m. on November the 23rd. The man's car was immediately impounded and his driver's license was suspended for a year. He will be charged on summons. A woman and two children escaped serious injury after their car hit a curb and overturned in Bayswater North. A 35-year-old woman and her two children aged 4 and 2 were travelling in a blue 2006 Holden Commodore along Bayswater Road when the car drifted onto the wrong side before becoming airborne about 3:30 p.m. November the 19th. The car crashed into a concrete embankment and came to rest on its side. The Croydon woman and two children were taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police are appealing for any witnesses to the crash or anyone in the area who might have dashcam footage of the incident to come forward to Crime Stoppers. An unlicensed drug driver will have to fork out almost $1,000 to bail his car out of the pound after he had an accident. The 40-year-old man tested positive to illicit drugs and had his car taken away for 30 days at a cost of $970. Police will charge the man on summons. The owners of tools stolen during shed burglaries are being sought after Yarra Rangers detectives recovered the items. Pictures of items including whippersnippers are displayed on the Yarra Rangers iWatch Facebook page. Anyone who recognises the property is urged to phone Russell Cameron on 9739 2300. Police are warning about a new version of an old tax scam doing the rounds. Scammers phone claiming they are from the tax department and tell people they owe a tax debt. Someone claiming to be an Australian Federal Police officer then phones and warns you'll be arrested unless you pay the fine. The AFP never request payment of fines over the phone. Details scamwatch.gov.au. The fire danger period has officially started in the Yarra Ranges and the community is reminded there are restrictions. Lighting a fire without a permit can incur a $17,000 fine and or prison. The CFA has also urged residents to make their emergency plans now for the upcoming bushfire season. For more information on what you can and cannot do, visit cfa.vic.gov.au. That's the news from the Yarra Valley. I'm David Oaten.
In conjunction with the Mail and Leader newspapers, that's Yarra Valley FM local news.
And at 3:34 p.m, it's Ant-Man and Ant-Man's RBM 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1 on the wireless dial. Of course, you can also listen to us via your computer by just going to www.yarravalleyfm.com, click on the Listen Live, and of course, you can do exactly that. You can listen live. So we're talking about car prep before the news. And so the short list really is a bit of ground clearance, some good suspension, diff locks if you've got them, all-terrain tyres are pretty good. I mean, you can get away with, you know, if it's not raining and whatever, but road tyres are going to get cut up on some of the rocks, so you do need to be careful. Lower your tyre pressures and that'll make life easy. Get some good maps to go in the car. Make sure you've got plenty of water and food in case of emergency or breakdown. And obviously, as we discussed the other week with the fire scenario, if you're going into the high country, be very aware of fire alerts. Be very aware of having a fire because you don't want to get yourself into a bit of trouble. So they're all the things that you need. It's not much. It pays to have a HF radio, or UHF, sorry, UHF radio, to be able to communicate not only with people in your convoy, but also with others out there in the bush moving around. And it also, in case of emergency, it gives you an opportunity to try and get somebody and get some help. So obviously be prepared clothes-wise, because you do get four seasons in one day up in the high country, and it can go from very, very cold to very hot very quickly. So that's the sort of the things that I think you need. Plenty of food and water, and obviously good friends to go and enjoy it with, you know. I mean, I love traveling by myself, and I spent a lot of time, traversing Australia by myself. I have my camera gear with me, and if I see something, I like to stop, take a few photos here and there, and just really create memories for myself. However, it's always good to share with good friends, you know. My son's car recently, they went to head off into the bush for a long weekend, and his head gasket blew, and, you know, it's just he's lucky he's got good mates that said, all right, well, we'll get the car here, we'll leave it there. We'll get you back home next, you know, in a couple of days, but let's pack all your gear into our cars and we'll take you on and go off and we'll have a good couple of days. That's what I think four-wheel driving, touring, caravanning is all about. It's not just getting out there and getting out and amongst it. It's having good friends that you can share it with, whether that's around a campfire, you know, table playing cards, sharing photography, video, all that sort of stuff. Good friends makes all the difference in the world, that when you get into trouble, they stand by you and they help you. And regardless of what happens, that's what they do. And, you know, if there's one thing about travel that you can always prep yourself for, and that is having some good people to share the travel experiences with. All right. I'm going to come back and just go through some of the towns of the high country just to give you a bit of wet lips about where you can head off soon. But we've got a bit of Jeepers Creepers weather. Just something short and funny. Jenny Morris, Breaking the Weather, and a bit of Bob Dylan, Shelter from the Storm. Just, again, running with my storm theme. So hopefully I'm not going to bring too many storms to our beautiful country. All right. This is Ant-Man and Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, local, live, and loving it.
I don't care what the weatherman says. When the weatherman says it's raining, you'll never hear me complaining. I'm certain of sunshine.
The cold in your eyes goes up and down my spine. A vision of a man that borders on divine. Need a break in the weather, trying to take a breath, trying to take a little holiday. I need a break in the weather, trying to take a little breath for the very first time. Where are we going and what are we gonna do? You've got to live a little, love a little, and give a little too.
I'll always do my best for her. for good blues roots and folk music.
Tune into the Bat Cave.
Every Monday night from 9 p.m. with two weird old guys.
My God, it's full of stars.
Now, could that be one of the most ear-piercing show promos that we have here? Could well be, here on 99.1 Yarra Valley FM. This is Ant-Man, and it's Ant-Man's RBM 4x4 show, and we're running up to the close of today's show. We've covered huts, we've covered my favourite place, Wanagatta. But there's a lot of towns around that you don't necessarily need a four-wheel drive to get to. And I just thought I'd waffle off on some of them. There's Alexandra, Benalla, Beechworth, Bright, Chilton, Corryong, Dinner Plain, Eildon, Falls Creek, Glen Rowan, Harrietville, Mansfield, Millawan, the King Valley, Mount Beauty, Mount Buffalo, Mount Buller, Myrtleford, Ngambi, Rutherglen, Wangaratta, Yakandanda, Mount Hotham, Yay, Euroa, and of course, you know, I think the high country starts just out of Warby, personally. And I have to admit that just, you know, heading out of Warby and you get into sort of the Big River area, you can take your dogs up there, which is something I like to do. You can enjoy being on the river when you can get a campsite. It's pretty popular because it is used by two and four-wheel drives and motorbikes and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, there's just so much to be had in our own little backyard. Mind you, that little backyard's quite big. But, yeah, a lot of fun. So just thought I'd go through that. We might even talk about a few of the towns that I've enjoyed going to over the years around the high country. You know, like I mentioned, Dargo as a stop. And, you know, there's a bit to see around there. But, you know, places like Mansfield and... what else? It was just had a mental blank there as I just disappeared into... I don't want to be in the station anymore. I want to be out and about touring. That's my life. That's what I want to do. And it's very hard when I have a show that I get to talk about all that sort of stuff and then, can't do it. But anyway, now we got a little bit more music as we race up towards 4 o'clock and the end of the show. A bit of Bruce Springsteen. Who'll Stop the Rain, from Copenhagen, and I'm hoping I've got the right version. And then Raging Slab with Weatherman. I'll be back to close off the show after those two have played. I hope you've been enjoying the music I've had today, because it's been quite eclectic and pretty much on point, so hopefully you're enjoying it. This is Ant-Man, Ant-Man's RVM 4x4 show. It's 3:50 p.m. or 10 to 4. That's exactly it. If you don't like the weather, don't shoot the weatherman. That's what I reckon. This is Ant-Man. It's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show. And we're coming to the close of the show in just a few minutes. So I think it's time to do community service announcement. Several Christmas carols. Get the feeling we're getting close to Christmas. Sunday, December 9, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Seville Village Green next to the water park. CFA barbecue from 6 p.m. and Santa arriving by fire truck. You can bring a toy or other present to leave under the tree for Anglicare and Lynn C to distribute to the needy. Some all funny noises happening here in the studio, and I don't know why. Okay, Emerald, Carols by the Lake, Friday, December 14th at Emerald Lake Community Picnic from 6pm to 8pm, followed by carols from 8pm to 9:30pm. Lots of local entertainment, food stalls, BYO rugs and torches, LED candles will be available. Plenty of free parking at this alcohol-free event. So, again, I think a lot of the CSAs that are going to be happening around the place at the moment are all due to the fact that it's Christmas time. And I was sort of thinking I could probably get through a whole year of not playing any Christmas carols, but I'm not sort of... could be on the last show, I don't know. Hopefully we'll have some interesting music to go by for our last show. But, yeah, so it's all pretty sort of full on, isn't it, really? We're racing up to Christmas. It's going to be the 1st of December on Saturday. And looking forward to Saturday, not because it's the 1st of December, although that helps, because I've got my bands playing in a big concert up in Upway on Saturday night, and it's our first big gig with our new vocalist, who Nicole is doing an amazing job helping us and got us all inspired again, and we're writing a lot of our own music and getting things together. So yeah, looking forward to that. First time live for a little while. We're just getting ready to launch a new CD with five tracks that are all brand new for us. And that's exciting as well. And a lot of work in the recording studio and getting all that sort of stuff done. So it's going to be an interesting start to the year. And then, of course, as I'm pushing my own sort of barrow a little bit, I've actually got a book launch happening next week as well. So my fifth book in 5 years, and this is a trilogy, 1, 2, and 3, Healthy Mind, Healthy Body, Healthy Spirit. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And the foreword of the book is actually by Father Bob, and I am a Father Bob fan, and I've been a Father Bob fan for a long time because I think he does some amazing work in Melbourne. I don't care much about religion and all that sort of stuff, but I do care what people do. And yeah, I'm so looking forward to it. But anyway, it's the end of the show. Take care, look after yourselves, have a great week, and we'll be back with you next week.